You're listening to Soulmates in Business, the podcast that helps purpose-driven couples to grow a successful business and thrive in their relationship. Join the community at soulmatesinbusiness.com. Now, please welcome your hosts, longtime married entrepreneurs, Sarah and Scott Butler.
Welcome, everyone, to the Soulmates in Business podcast. I'm Sarah and this is Scott.
Hello.
And today we're going to talk about making time for each other, which is a really important conversation when you're in business together as a soulmates, married couple, however you want to call yourself. And we have done this well and not so well over the years. And we've chosen this topic because when you are married and you're in business together, and if you've got kids, you can totally forget to make time for each other. And like us, it can be so easy to prioritize family and then business and then forget about each other. And you just slip into these roles, you know, parent role, business role, and we're just housemates.
Yeah. I think this is vital for soulmates in business because we just need each other and we need each other to be performing well in business and in our relationship.
In every area.
Mm.
But a marriage, I feel like, is a priority in that hierarchy of what needs to be performing well.
I think it needs, yeah, we need to put that first so at least the rest can work.
Flow from that.
Yeah.
So listeners out there, you know, we feel that it's important that you need that connection with each other. And there are consequences if you do drift apart, and we've noticed that. We argue more, we feel more disconnected, and everything starts to suffer. And if you feel this way, you know, we're just going to share with you how we've managed to make time to connect, how we've managed to not make time to connect and spend time together around running this busy business and raising our boys. So it's often just, it's so easy to get roped up into the busyness of life, that days fly by, weeks fly by, months and years. And before you know it, there's this rift that is completely between you. And you're like, oh, hold on a sec, what happened? And you've got to notice what those red flags are. And when we know when we haven't had enough time for each other, there's definitely those red flags.
Yeah.
And but for us, it took like a long time to actually figure out that, I think. We were so busy with the kids and the business that we completely forgot.
Yeah, there has been times. Over time, isn't it? It's been going, yeah, like there'd be times when we'd be good and then there'd be times when it'll be not so good.
Yeah. So what were the red flags for us, like when we realized that we completely have not, and even now, not when, but
what happens now when we don't spend that time together? I think there's definitely a feeling of disconnection.
If
you go to the five life languages, which we'll probably be bringing up a lot in our podcasts, by what's his name, Gary Chapman. It's our love languages, the way we communicate our love towards one another, our common love language is quality time. So for us, this is really important for us to have that time together alone, away from everyone else. And if we don't get that, there's a feeling of a lack of love, I think, and a feeling of disconnection between us.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. What I notice is that we don't get enough eye contact or body contact, you know, just those little things like kisses and hugs, you know, just random around the house or waking up in the morning or eye contact. And I feel like we just end up going in our own little world, our own little zones, and we get busy with our own stuff that, you know, and we're often distracted with the kids and you're often distracted with business calls. So then we just forget.
We forget to prioritize it, don't we?
Yeah. And in the early days, I think we actually did it a lot better when the kids were younger, which is kind of weird. Like now that our kids are older, it takes more of an effort. We often talk about the early days in the business because we've been in business for 13 years. And so our kids have literally just grown up with us and this business. And we had the younger kids, and we were really, really busy with the business, but we were really quite good in spending time together outside of work because we were lucky that we had parents close by. Like, my mum was quite active back then, so she was really hands-on with the kids, and your parents came and lived with us for a while, so it was really easy for us to go out.
We could do those last minute dates like we didn't, like before when we didn't have kids, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Like just, oh, let's go there.
Yeah, it was so good. And like even though we were super tired, like obviously fatigued when you have kids and you're running a business, I remember we went through a little phase where we would take turns every fortnight to surprise each other.
Yeah.
Well, I had to plan it 1 week and you had to plan it, and I was so tired and you dragged me out and you said, right, I'm taking you somewhere. I'm like, where are we going? All right, let's do it. And we ended up at the ice skating rink at the Docklands. And I was like, what? Like, this is so out of the box for us. But it was heaps of fun, heaps of fun.
And it's just, it was one of those things, like, I think you love surprises. And so it was just a little adventure and just made us that closer to one another. It kept the connection, didn't it, between us?
Yeah. Yep, and then it all fell to shit. So it was nice and easy back then, I think. And even if it was with the in-laws living with us, I mean, that was great. They, every other fortnight, they would go out and date night. So that meant you and I could cuddle on the couch and watch a movie in peace.
Yeah, have the lounge to ourselves.
Yeah.
And when in those difficult times, when it was harder to get out, we had the date night at home.
Oh, yeah, we did that for ages.
We did that for a long time on a Friday night, get the kids to bed and just hang out. But I just feel that actually getting out of the house makes so much difference.
But I really enjoyed those Friday nights because what we would do is, because the kids were little and they were always in, feed them super early when they're that age and stick them to bed early, tuck him into bed, and then we would cook a nice dinner. Well, I would.
Mm.
And then we'd have wine. And
I would help.
Yeah. Light a candle. And I love those Friday night dinners, date nights. We did that for consistently for a long, long time.
Yeah.
So it was like, well, what happened? Like, obviously, as life evolves and the kids evolve and the business gets busier.
Things change. You need to just keep it top of your mind, don't you? Because if you don't, it won't happen.
Yeah. So what happened to us, I think, over that super stressful time of the business, which we've talked about and we'll be talking about a lot, because sometimes, well, it is stressful even now some days, but we had that support network fizzled out for us, didn't it? Parents, my mum, my sister had a baby, so my mum had to put a lot of focus on her, which was fine because we had it lucky for so many years.
Mm-hmm.
Your parents moved out, and then we realised that all of that just disappeared, and it just was like, oh, well, what's actually changed? Why are we not doing that? And that support was huge when the kids are young, and business got super busy. Everything got busy, not outside of with the kids' activities and other things going on in our life. It just felt like everything, every day was chockers, and we were just scrambling into bed at the end of the day tired, not really having that energy to talk. And I think that's where that distance comes between us, and that rift gets wider and wider and wider, and then you get resentful. And then you internalize things and you're like, well, why aren't we doing this? What's wrong? And resentful.
You get to a point where you don't want to do it anyway. I think, though, we do have it in our diary on a fortnightly basis, don't we?
We do that now.
And our oldest now has just turned 15, so he's the babysitter. But before we gave him that responsibility, we were using a friend who, because we deal in fruit and veggies, we'd pay her a fruit and veggie box every week to or every fortnight to look after our kids, and that worked. I think there's a big thing around, it just costs too much for a babysitter, but I really feel that it's probably one of the best investments you can make, because our marriage has really, like we were talking, the disconnection. When we go on those date nights, even if we are feeling tired, we just still end up really having lots of fun, having really good conversations, which don't most of the time don't involve the business, which is...
What's more about it? It does involve... The business is interwoven into our lives.
We do have another, a separate meeting a week to talk about business.
Oh, yeah. So we're talking about how the business can support our greater vision.
Having that weekly business meeting stops us from talking about the operations of the business on our date nights, I guess. But yeah, like it's just nice to just chill with a gin, good gin and tonic, and
I think a lot of the barriers that we've had, and maybe some of our listeners have, is that it's expensive, it's hard to get a babysitter, it's hard to do all those things. And I mean, that stopped us doing it for a long, long time. That's why we used to do dinner at home when the kids were in bed, because we couldn't afford a babysitter or didn't want to spend the money on a babysitter.
They need to refer to our previous episode on money mindset, which is we were using all these excuses of can't afford it, blah, blah, blah. But it's, when you come round to going, this is the best investment we can make.
Yeah, for our business and our marriage. Business,
Then it's worth paying the babysitter or just putting that somewhere in your budget to make sure it happens.
Yeah. Even now when we go out, it's in the diary every fortnight, and we can leave the house with the 15-year-old. It's not that we have these money blockages necessarily. It's sometimes I love having dinner at home with the kids on a Friday night. We clean up. They're in front of the telly watching a movie, and we can know that we can just leave and we can just go for a walk. We've gone to the beach for a walk because that's just what we felt like, getting out in fresh air. We've gone and had tea and dessert somewhere. We've never gone out necessarily for a meal, have we?
No. Occasionally. Yeah. When we do like little celebratory things, I think.
Oh, yeah, we celebrate
recently, there was that like biggest week ever, and we just went out for dinner.
Yeah.
To celebrate that, but yeah, most of the time
it's just a drink.
We
down
get the dinner sorted before we go, and
go have a drink and then whatever. Yeah, I think it's really important. So if you are in that place where you are in a feel like you're in that rut in your relationship, like it's
if you feel it's all just about the business at the moment, as soulmates in business often do, it's just about the business. Having the date night or just making time for just each other is what will really help get you out of that rut, I think.
Yeah. And just on, I mean, it doesn't necessarily have to be date nights, because the other thing we do around spending time together is we'll go have a coffee together, like once a week in the morning. That's something that we do together. And we have gone down to the gym together, and we've sat in the spa and the sauna, and we've done that, had a swim. That's been really nice. Yeah, we don't really go out and do movies as much, but sometimes it is cuddling. Let's just consciously connect and let's let our bodies touch, because we sometimes don't even do that, you know. It's just let's hold hands on the couch. Let's snuggle on the couch because we don't do that. We get so busy running around.
Yeah.
But it's still nice to have time, isn't it?
Yeah, it's all part of it, isn't it?
So if you don't have that time, or you really do feel restricted around money or whatever, what we've done with our friends, close friends, we've said, look, we'll babysit and take it in turns. Like you cannot do life without community, and you cannot do marriage without community, I think. And if you've got some friends close to you and you make a pact and say, look, even if you can just fit it in, fortnightly would be ideal. I think leaving it longer than that is too long. Like you really need to try and connect in weekly or fortnightly together.
Definitely fortnightly minimum, I reckon.
Yeah.
I think we would do it weekly if we didn't have our other little times where we're together in the week. Then we'd probably do it weekly, but we do have a lot of time when we're obviously just you and me working together or going out for a coffee. Those little things will help. But if you really don't have that connection during the week, you should be trying for weekly, but like fortnightly works for us, I think.
So what if, because I know that we were definitely in this headspace, our listeners are going, yeah, right, like that is never going to happen. They're way too overwhelmed with busyness, kids.
Look, if you don't put it in the diary, it won't happen. Like we put everything else in the diary, our appointments here and there, our social meetings with our friends or whatever, and just put that in your diary and make sure it happens.
Yep. Yeah. And even as we talked about Barefoot Investor, how he does the splurge. So we started to create a splurge account, didn't we? So that we could go out and we could buy dessert or just spend money on whatever we wanted to do without feeling like, oh, we're just spending too much money or something. And again, it's understanding that, putting it back in perspective, our relationship is the top of the triangle. Like, that is the important thing. Everything flows out from that. Our business success, our parenting success.
Yes, success. All success starts with a successful relationship with each other, doesn't it?
Yeah. And experts do say that actually spending time, put it in the diary, like you're saying, you actually need to prioritize each other's time. And they also say date nights is really, really important.
Who's the expert?
I don't know.
Us?
No, not us. Other experts, psychologists or something, you know, they talk
expert
about.
Scott and Sarah Butler say, do it.
We're not just saying this, but it's in the top 10 things.
We don't need experts for this. We know from experience that this works.
We do. And so what if you were really, really good at doing it and then you've just let it all fall away? What would you say? Get back on the wagon? Organise that date night?
Yeah, like, it's one of those things, isn't it? You've just do it, haven't you? Yeah. You've got to just make that time for it.
So we've got date night coming up this week.
Where are we going to go?
I don't know. What do you want to do? Yeah. Depends on the weather. I would love a walk on the beach somewhere. We haven't done that for ages.
Yeah.
Sit in the sand.
Yeah, that's good.
What do you want to do?
Look forward to it.
What do you want to do?
No, that sounds good.
Yeah. Okay, we'll give that a go. So what are some other really helpful resources or things that people can do? We've talked about sharing, babysitting with friends, hiring a babysitter. There's websites where you can find local babysitters in your area. Yeah. Ask around.
I bet you there's findababysitter.com and you can, I think that's it. But you
ask friends. Just
Google it anyway. And you'll find a babysitter like at the end of your street. There's so many of them around looking for work.
Yeah. But then some people don't like leaving their children with babysitters, not just for the monetary reasons, just like overprotective. Yeah.
And just they're missing out then, haven't they? They just got to take the risk.
So look, I think you got to really find, we would suggest you guys as a couple in business have a conversation around what you'd like to do together, what that would look like and how that fits in with your life. Just like,
how are we going to make this work?
Yeah.
You were
actually very adamant to make this work. I was quite impressed with Scott, actually.
So what it's about, often we just come up with the excuses of why we can't do it. Come up with a plan of how you can do it. How are you going to make it happen? That's what you need to do.
You just sound like a scouser right then.
All right, yo. Don't sound anything like a scouser. So anyway, we're going to make this happen because it's so important for our relationship.
Yep.
What can we do? What are the things we can do to make this happen? Start off small, get bigger.
Yep, sounds good. And then be ready for really lovely conversations and connections.
Yeah, lots of laughs.
Physical touch, which is so important. I love that. See, that's important. And then you love that too.
Mm-hmm.
Which doesn't necessarily mean sex after date night, but if that happens, bonus!
Yep. Usually we're too tired.
we'll save the sex conversation for another time. Oh, my goodness. Okay. Well, then, guys, thank you so much for listening in and tuning in to today's episode. And connect with us at soulmatesinbusiness.com.au. Join our tribe and connect in. We've got something to give you when you hand over your email to us. And we promise we won't bombard you with loads of stuff, but we're just here to support you on this journey.
And we'd love to hear from you. You can email us directly, hello@soulmatesinbusiness.com. And we're on the social media as well, Facebook and Instagram.
@SoulmatesInBusiness.
All right.
Thanks, guys.
Okay, cheers.
Bye.
Bye.